Hey, John, I had shingles, man, and you want to get that shot.
Yeah. Now, what,
you
what
really
happened?
Do.
What was it? I'm deadly serious about that. What
it
was the worst
painful.
Of it? What happened?
It's just extremely painful. It only reacted to a small part of my abdomen, but it is painful, and I have a very high tolerance to pain.
So your stomach hurt? Your abdomen hurt?
No, it's totally on the surface. It was just affected me on my abdomen area, and it was caused by stress. It comes out by stress.
Are you stressed, John?
No, I'm not stressed right now. But I am stressing over getting the shingles shot. I could get shingles in anticipation of the shingles shot because of the stress.
My dad had it, it like came on around his eye and stuff, and it messed up his eye and his vision for a little bit. And it's been hard to completely shake. His eye's gone back to normal, but it's not 100% gone.
Which sounds like more of a reason to get that shot and avoid it.
So the pain is on the surface of your skin, is what you're saying.
It's on the surface of the skin, but it burns deep, quote unquote. It is a severe pain.
Okay. All right, I won't chicken out. I'll get it.
Yeah, I really highly recommend you don't chicken out on it.
Well, wait. Will you get it again, or is it a one shot deal? You won't have to worry about it.
It's pretty much a one shot deal, as far as I know. I mean, I still go through high stress situations, but I've never gotten it again. Thank God.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Molly has been very patient. Molly down in Stanwood.
What's going on with Molly?
Well, she wanted to talk to you about shingles. And she probably should be talking to me, too. I guess I haven't, with what my dad's gone through, I should probably get the shot, too. I was under the impression, John, that if you had chicken pox or something as a kid, that you couldn't get shingles, but that's not true?
Well, I'm in queue right now for the shingles shot. I chickened out of this thing a couple of times, and I promise not to do it this time. How many times have you had it, Molly?
I have had shingles 3 times.
Ooh, 3 times?
Yes.
Wow. Molly's got more shingles than Lowe's, Brad.
Pretty much.
Now, so
if you have had chicken pox, then you already have the shingles virus.
Well, I did have chicken pox as a kid.
Yes, I had chicken pox as a kid.
So I thought
if you've had chicken pox, you can get it. If you have not had chicken pox, you cannot get it.
See, I was mistaken. I had it the other way around.
All right.
And that shingles, I mean, it is pretty darn painful.
Feels like someone is holding a hot iron on your skin.
Really? And did you have it in different parts?
Had it on the back of my left shoulder, and then I had a band on my abdomen from my belly button to my spine on the other side of my body, and then I had it from my hand, the top of my hand, up to my elbow.
How far apart were these episodes?
Years
apart.
And was it brought on by stress?
Probably.
What were you stressing about?
Oh, everything. I used to have very, very high anxiety when I was younger. I think I'm still pretty young, but
I
recommend doing the shot.
And you got the shot?
I did, yes.
Did you have any kind of ill effects after the second shot? Like, you know, you needed to take a day off of work?
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, your mileage may vary on that, according to my doctor. She says that not everybody, that doesn't happen to everybody, but she says for some people after that second shingles shot, you do feel a little goofy. So I'll keep that in mind, but to have that 3 times, Brad, you just can't, Brad, you can't stress me out here until I get the shot, okay. Until I get both shots.
I'm pretty easy going. I hope I don't stress you out in some way.
No, but there's, you know,
there's some people down the hall that probably do it to you. I would avoid them.
Well, you know what stresses me out is that porta potty that we have to use, that we can't use a regular bathroom until they get our bathroom remodeled, you know, having to go inside there. And I worry about getting locked inside. I worry about you tipping the porta potty over while I'm in there. Your hijinks, you know. I don't want that.
I do love a good laugh.
Yes, you do.
I would probably be the one to do that, but I'm all the way in Stanwood, so you don't have to worry about it.
All right,
thank you, Molly. Have a great weekend.
I hope you
absolutely love you guys so much. Can I plug the Stanwood Commando Food Bank thrift store?
Please
go ahead.
Everything that is donated to us that we sell goes to the Stanwood Commando Food Bank, and we are feeding a ton of people right now. And we are also doing a Coats for Kids on Wednesdays and Saturdays. If you are 18 years old or younger, you can come in and sign up and get a free coat. And we're always looking for volunteers.
And where is this? Who is this?
This is the Stanwood Camino Food Bank thrift store. So we're connected. It's all one entity.
The Stanwood Camino Food Bank and thrift store.
Got it. Okay.
Well, thank you for your good work, Molly.
Thank you, Molly.
All right. I love you guys. Have a great day.
We love you, too. And somebody who does that kind of work shouldn't be getting shingles. You know, you should. That's not fair.
Well, that's not good karma.
That's not fair.
That was way before I ever started volunteering here. And volunteering here has been, I think I get more than I give.
Okay.
So because it's such an amazing place to be. So we need volunteers.
Thank you, Molly. Volunteering will ward off the shingles. Thank you, Molly. That's why we should do that.
Good. You put in good, you get out good.